And then the dance was over. The lights flicked on. And Penelope suddenly realized we'd forgotten to get our picture taken by the professional dude. "Oh my God," she yelled. "We forgot to get our picture taken. That sucks." She was sad for a moment, but then she realized that she'd had so much fun that a photograph of the evening was completely beside the point. A photograph would be just a lame souvenir. I was completely relieved that we'd forgotten. I wouldn't have been able to pay for the photographs. I knew that, and I'd rehearsed a speech about losing my wallet. I'd made it through the evening without revealing my poverty. I figured I'd walk Penelope out to the parking lot where her dad was waiting in his car. I'd give her a sweet little kiss on the cheek, because her dad would have shot me if I'd given her the tongue while he watched. And then I'd wave goodbye as they drove away. And then I'd wait in the parking lot until everybody was gone. And then I'd start the walk home in the dark. It was a Saturday, so I knew some reservation family would be returning home from Spokane, and I knew they'd see me and pick me up. That was the plan. But things changed, as things always change. Roger and a few of the other dudes, the popular guys, decided they were going to drive into Spokane and have pancakes at some 24-hour diner. It was suddenly the coolest idea in the world. It was all seniors and juniors, upperclassmen who were going together. But Penelope was so popular, especially for a freshman, and I was popular by association, even as a freshman too, that Roger invited us to come along. Penelope was ecstatic about the idea. I was sick to my stomach. I had $5 in my pocket. What could I buy with that? Maybe one plate of pancakes. Maybe. I was doomed. "What do you say, Arnie?" Roger asked. "You want to come carbo load with us?" "What do you want to do, Penelope?" I asked. "Oh, I want to go, she said. "Let me go ask Daddy." Oh man, I saw my only escape. I could only hope that Earl wouldn't let her go. Only Earl could save me now. I was counting on Earl. That's how bad my life was at that particular moment. Penelope skipped over toward her father's car. "Hey, penultimate," Roger said. "I'll go with you. I'll tell Earl you guys are riding with me and I'll drive you guys home."